تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اسٹیم لسنرز آف سیریس ایف ایم ان مرکز صحابہ, دا وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ, وی ویلکم یو ٹو آور پروگرام الفقہ علی المذاہب الاربعہ, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today we want to discuss the laqibain, but before we get into it, let's welcome Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazahi, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, a quick question, just a briefing of the different types of talaq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد all praise due to Almighty Allah the sustainer nourisher and cherisher of the universe peace blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1444 year in South Africa, Southern Africa. We know that most parts of the world it is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awwal. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, Palestine, and there in Europe, America and so forth. Be that as it may, so now when a couple are married, we're speaking obviously of Muslim people who are married and a proper nikah was performed, everything was fine. And then after some time, the marriage turned sour and now they want to go their separate ways. So the only way that can be done is three different ways. Number one, we will discuss each one. So inshallah, as time goes. So the first one is talaq. Talaq is divorce. So divorce is the husband will utter the word divorce or he will write it down. And in Arabic you call it talaq. In English we say divorce and Afrikaans kaskai and so forth and so on. Or, for example, there'll be khula. We'll have a separate, inshallah, maybe next week or so. We'll discuss that. So khula is where the wife pays a ransom, a compensation to the husband, to the people. The modernist thing today, khula is the wife is divorcing the husband. That's totally wrong. There's no such thing like that. So you must remember the talaq will still come from the husband. But the difference will be in khula, the wife admits and confesses she is in the wrong and she is guilty. For example, she does not want to perform a 5 daily salat. She does not want to dress modestly or she just lost interest in that marriage and so forth. For what reason she knows. And she's every day begging for divorce and so forth. The husband is trying his best, but he sees that no sense now flogging a dead horse, like, you know, as we say in English. So Quran Sharif speaks of this in Surah 2 verse 229, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. There is no sin upon them in that she pays the fidya. So she will pay the compensation. So whatever they agree on, and that is normally the mahar and so forth. So remember, so that is in chapter 2 verse 229. And obviously the husband can't be crazy and demand a Ferrari and a Cadillac and all that is haram. And then the third one where the husband is guilty that he is having a string of affairs or, for example, he's on drugs and alcohol or he's beating the wife's daylights, you must remember, wife battering and so forth. So in a case like that, we will tell the wife she must go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault against him, the husband, and she goes to the ulama and so forth, and then they go for fasakh. Fasakh will be they have a mini court case, and then the ulama or the judge in a Muslim country will find out that what's happening, and there they will be both parties. So in that case there, where the husband is not interested, he still want to carry on with his haram activities, then if he's not prepared to issue talaq and divorce, then we will say that fasakh will take place and annulment will take place. So these are the three ways that normally a marriage can be dissolved and the marriage will terminate and end. regarding the one point I made now, that in no way a woman, the wife, can divorce the husband, illa fi suratin wahida, except in one instance. You see, Surah 40, verse 44. Surah chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 44. When people are troubling you, people are intimidating you, harassing you, so read Surah 40, chapter 40, verse 44 abundantly. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Ya Allah, my matters, my affairs, I hand them over to you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Verily, Allah is all observing over the servants. In the very next verse, Surah 40, chapter 40, verse 45, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا Those people are plotting, planning against you. Allah will protect you, the person who read the aforementioned above. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Then Allah will protect that person from the plotting, planning and scheming of those who are plotting against that person there. So therefore, what is the meaning of أُفَوِّدُ? To hand over. So, تَفْوِيزُ الطَّلَاقِ تَفْوِيزُ الطَّلَاقِ is the husband and the wife, because now the husband says that, you know, he's guilty and so forth, and he's begging the wife that she must come back, for example. So the wife says, okay, I will come back to you, but you must sign this document here. So what is the document? That if you're going to assault me, if you're going to have an affair again, or you go on drugs, then she will have the right of talaq as well. So that you, the husband, you delegated her, you handed over the right of divorce to her as well. It does not mean that the husband can't divorce her. He will be able to divorce her. But she also will have the right to divorce because he handed over. You know, today, when you speak to the legal eagles, the lawyers and attorneys and advocates and so forth, then they call something power of attorney. So what does it mean, power of attorney? That you can act when you feel like on that person's behalf and so forth. So yeah, you have delegated her and given her the power and empowered her to issue talaq. So she will be divorcing herself because the husband has given her the right of talaq. That is called tafwidu talaq, tafwidu tadwad, like how ufawidu amri. So it is not something unilaterally, she just give talaq. She can give talaq 100 times, it means nothing. The husband has to hand her over that, and we say best is they must have it in writing, and thereafter, remember, there must be witnesses and so forth. So then in future, there will be no problem of meh-meh, two-two business, that I say, you say, he says, and she says, and so forth. So that is one case where Islam will allow, where the woman will divorce. But if you look at it, she's not divorcing the husband, she's divorcing herself because the husband had delegated her the right, given her the right of attorney, meaning, you know, the power to empower herself that she can issue the talaq. So that is where we should understand things properly.
Mufti Sahib, this category of talaq, namely talaq-e-bayn, what is this talaq?
Remember that we told you last week, this is talaq, remember part 2. So you must remember the podcast also will have divorce part 2, inshallah. So the point here we must remember, the first type of talaq is talaq-e-raj'i. So talaq-e-raj'i is chapter 65, verse number 1. Is we explained to you, but it's good to just recap it. إِذَا تُلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَىٰ When you, the husbands, you issue the talaq to your wives, then فَتُلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ I explained to you in the last lesson and last week that you, the husband, you issue مِنْ حَيْثُ الْعَدَدُ and كَمِّيَّةُ and كَيْفِيَّةُ So the time there will be when she, the wife, is clean, that she is not in a menses and so forth. And second one, remember that, and you did not have intercourse and conjugal relationship with her. And the next one, it will be one talaq, so one divorce. So explicit word you use, verbally or you wrote it. Now there, the wife is not out of the clutches of the husband. Because Islam wants to save the home and make the home jorna, naketorna. We want to save and make the home and not break the home. So in a case like that, what will we say? We say that the husband, after he issued one talaq or two talaq, as we did now, Surah 2, verse 229, then Allah Ta'ala says, At-talaqu marratan. Allah is speaking of talaq raj'iyya. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Then you can take her back, and then you keep her nicely, and with justice, and love, and so forth. أَوْ تَسْرِيحُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Or you release her, and give her gifts, and presents, and so forth. So it shows that she, the wife, will still have to wait, that what the husband is going to do, and so forth. And if he takes her back after one menses, or second menses, or when, so she can't say, I'm not coming back. She has to go back. وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. But the husband must also play his role. So Surah 2 verse 228 mentions that, right? So رُجُو رَجْعِي to revocable, so he can take her back. But that does not solve our problem in this case where the husband is having a string of affairs, or the husband, you must remember, is beating her up and assaulting her. So therefore, we say in a case like that, that he, ABC, husband, must write it down or say verbally, pronounce it, that to his wife XYZ, that he is issuing her with one talaq a buy-in. So in this case here, it's like a win-win situation. One talaq buy-in will mean that irrevocable, that he, the husband, cannot take her back during the iddat, and he can't take her back after the iddat. So that is for the benefit of the wife now, the ex-wife. And the benefit for the husband will be if one day he realizes what a fool and what an idiot he was, basically, that he had such a wonderful good wife and now he's living a life of regret and remorse and so forth. Or there are children involved and so forth. So now he wants to reconcile with her. So she does not have to get married to somebody else and all that story is there. So if both parties agree, that is the biggest condition. If both parties agree, so in talaq buy-in, the irrevocable divorce, so whether during the iddat or after the expiry of the iddat, if they want to reconcile and they both are happy and the girl's father and they give permission, so they can reconcile. But the shart and prerequisite condition is that there must be nikahun jadid. There must be a complete new nikah. And after this nikah, if he gave her one talaq buy-in, then he only possesses two talaqs for the future. If he gave her two talaq buy-in, then he only possesses one talaq left. So remember, so that's why when you go to the ulama and jamiats and whoever and all that, then when they can see it's a very bad situation that the husband is assaulting his wife and beating her up and he's on drugs and womanizing, like happens nowadays, it's so rife and rampant. Allah protect us. So now Islam is for there, for justice. Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these Mubarak blessed words in the Hajjatul Wida, open Mishkat Sharif, Dara Qutni, Mustad Ahmad, all. You will find Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla zi haqqin haqqa. Allah has indeed given everyone who's eligible to rights their rights. So you don't expect the wife to become a punching bag and that, imagine it's your daughter, your sister, Allah forbid. So we must be clear on that issue there. So that is one meaning of talaq buy-in. So where the husband, we will tell him that he must write out those words, preferably in the presence of two witnesses and so forth, and then that irrevocable. So raj'i, revocable. You can take her back for the wife during the iddat without tajdeed and nikah, without a new nikah. And talaq buy-in, you can't take her back, nor during the iddat, nor after the expiry of the iddat, except with nikah jadid, a new nikah must take place. So that's one. Second one will be, remember, bayinuna tul kubur. This is bayinuna, talaq buy-in, bayinuna tul sughra, the minor one. Then you get Bainunatul Kubra. So what is Bainunatul Kubra? Where the husband, he issued three talaqs. Whether he issued it fil majalis over a period of time, whenever World Cup comes, his head turns. So 2010, so he issued one talaq, you see. So then 2018, he issued another one, you see. Now 2022, another World Cup comes, so he issued another one. So like that, I'm just an example now. So that is three talaq. So that is Bainunatul Kubra. So there, he can't reconcile with her, he can't remarry her, nothing. Until and unless she gets married, remember, to a second husband after the iddat, and it must not be a sham marriage and a mock marriage for 1 hour, 1 day, and 2, 3, all that is haram. Then nikahu tahleel. So mut'ah, prostitution of the kuffar Shia is haram. The nikahu tahleel is haram. And she won't be halal. What our people do today is not halal. They call it halala. So the hadith is sahih. Remember that in Tirmidhi Sharif, la'ana allahul muhallila wal muhallala lahu. So that will be that he, you must remember that the second one must stay with her, and the intention must be for keeps. I used to do tafsir there. I remember clearly, vividly, in Newcastle Friday nights, there for the men in the masjid, the town masjid. Then the women heard about it. Then I used to do for them and all that day in the Muslim school. So I used to sit one side, they sit the other side, parada and all that, and then. So it was very good in that sense, they all used to benefit, and it helps me a lot, because when you do, classes like that for the lady, so my wife is there and the lady, so in a case like that, so you're alone, so you must be awake, so now you're in the studio, you're alone also when you're doing programs, so you must make sure you don't fall asleep, you know, sometimes you can just doze off also, that, you know, so it does help also. So coming back to that Friday night, so this person here, I still remember his name, he passed away. So remember that. So when after he passed away, and obviously we make dua for him, old man, so he told me, okay, that you say, I'm saying, that this ABC husband gave his wife three talaq. Whether fi majlis in wahidin, one time simultaneously triple divorce, or whether over a period of time. So in all both cases, remember that the talaq, three talaqs are valid. And if he gave one time, he gets a sin also, and he must be whooped also. Sayyidina Umar said, bring him to me. La'uja'atuhu, I will whoop him and lash him and so forth. So anyway, the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur and that. Then you go on. So he said now that now she got married, the iddat expired to the second husband. So now he wants her, the second husband wants her. But she doesn't want the second husband. She also wants to go back to the first husband. And the first husband also wants her. So what they must do? So I said, very easy, Baji. So they're all looking at me, what do you mean very easy? So I said, he, the first husband, must make dua. Ya Allah, let the second husband pass away. So when he passes away, then it didn't get married. So after that, he never asked any questions, because now he told them funny like. But that's the only real answer that you can give in that case there. So we must remember that is where we are. So one talaq, a buy-in, is where you say the buy-in. You use the word. One is where you give three talaq. So that is Bainuna al-Kubra. That is the big, big separation. You can't reconcile with her. You can't remarry her. Unless you go through this process. And I told you, it can't be this temporary marriage and mock marriage. All that is haram. Third one is, their talaq ul-ba'in will be that veda, and this happens so much nowadays, Allah protect us all. So the husband and wife have a big argument, a horrible argument, and in that rage, in that anger, you know, we can't even use the words, but the husband tells his wife, get out and, you know, FNB and what, not First National Bank and all that, you know, all those other words, and go to your mother's place and pack up and so forth. So now, yeah, there are two, three different scenarios. Number one is this, whilst uttering those words there, because these are al-alfazul kinaya, words that are implicit, words that are, you must remember, unclear words. So we don't know what real intention, so we have to go to him. But before we tell him, we must tell him why. And you have to be honest, if you put the Quran in front of you, for example, just to explain to him, will you put your hand on Quran and say that, or take wallahi, that this was my intention? Because if you're lying, then you'll be living in sin, and your children, future children, then they will be illegitimate and bees. So you should understand the consequences and ramifications. So when he uttered these words, in his mind, in his heart, he made intention of talaq, then is talaq a buy-in. Remember that. Is talaq a buy-in. And so meaning, if they want to reconcile, then a new nikah and new marriage is required, like that one. Second one, he says, wallahi, that I didn't make no intention. It was just my own rage and anger and this and that, but it was nothing, I didn't say. And he's speaking the truth. Then the nikah is valid, there's no problem with that and so forth. Then they love as husband and wife. Another scenario is where some of the wives are also but crazy, you know. That now the husband and wife, they're going for one another. Therefore, we say, when you have an argument like that, you, the husband, you should use your common sense. But common sense nowadays is no more common. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anh, look at how intelligent they were. And always will be that there were some, you know, misunderstanding. So what Sayyidina Ali did? Open Muslim Sharif, you'll find the whole incident there under Manaqib Ali, radiallahu anhu. So he left the house, went to sit in the masjid, he fell asleep there. And now, Habibuna Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. He asked beloved Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu anhu, where is Ali? See how intelligent. She, Sayyida Fatima, did not highlight what happened and so forth. She just said, Baini wa Baina Ushay. We had some misunderstanding. Okay, fine. But where is he now? So he's in a masjid. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes now. He's Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, all that. But now the Master alayhi salam is also going to Sayyidina Ali as a father-in-law. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that here there is a bit of conflict and tension. So what does he do? He finds Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sleeping. So you go open Muslim Sharif and all the turuq, all you will find the different chains of transmission and the words, Yamsahut turab an libasihi or an badanihi, words like that you will find. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi with his own yadihi al-sharifa, his mubarak hands removing the dust, the speck of dust from the clothes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, or from the mubarak body of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and then saying, Qum ya Aba turab, Qum ya Aba turab, stand up, O father of the saint. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defused the whole situation. So what happens now? He was married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year during month of Ramadan. Third year Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. Fourth year Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. His kunya agnomen is Abul Hassan. But remember, he used to say, I love being called Abu Turab. Why? Kannani an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me this. But this is the sababul wurud, the background to that incident. So that is what the Muslim husband and the Muslim wife must do. Not keep on going. Now today the wives, I don't say all, but we'll say many, they also but mix up, you know. So now they're going for one another, does that, may, going. So she now says, give me talaq, and this. And he swears her guts out, you understood. And in the rush, maybe he swears her parents also, Allah forbid. So in cases like that, where she's saying that you must give me talaq, and he utters ambiguous words, unclear words, remember, still we'll ask him the niyat and all these type of things. So although superficial prima facie evidence will be he meant talaq, but just to make sure, we will still ask him in front of the judge, and that is different, but for them, we'll ask them that what you meant and this, and if she says, yes, he meant talaq divorce, then it's talaq ibayin. So you get different situations. That is what we must realize. If I tell you today, I won't say 80% or 70%, but I can tell you 1/3 or 25% of the Muslim couples today in the world, that they're living together, but many of them, if you apply this law here, remember they're living in sin. Because remember how many times that husband swore his wife's guts out, you must remember, and he intended talaq and so forth, but they just live and all that together. Now here, there is another issue before we go for a break. So you see, this is the barakah, the blessing of ikhtilaful fuqaha. Today you get these Salafi characters and all these chips, you know. They don't know sometimes what they talk also. Go to Kitabul Janais, the chapter on funerals and burials in that, in Tirmidhi Sharif. You will find a maqula, a saying of Al-Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi was a genius. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, all of them. Allah accepted them for all this. So Imam Shafi Rahimullah's statement is recorded, mentioned there by Imam Tirmidhi. Al-Fuqaha'u a'alamu bima'ani al-hadith. You see, when you come to muhaddisin, the muhaddisin, what is their function, duty? They will take 100,000, 50,000, 20,000 ahadith, and they will then write the book and so forth, and they have conditions, and so they not too much interested in the fiqh part of it, the jurisprudence. Their aim was to compile and record the ahadith. So you're a muhaddis, but that's not necessary that you are a faqih. Like if you tell me Sheikh Albani, I will tell you, fine, the man is muhaddis, but he's not a faqih. So you must remember that I asked Sheikh Yunus rahimahullah, not once, twice. So in Hajj day, in Makkah and that, in Makkah, Mina and so forth. So I asked him, Sheikh, what you say of Sheikh Albani? In Urdu. So he said, both bare muhaddis. So then I told him, but Hanafi is against the Hanafi school. He said, jo bhi ho, but so I told one person, he didn't believe it so much. He wasn't happy. So the next Hajj or whenever, so again he was there. So I took him with. I said, you come with me. And then you hear yourself. So I asked him. Now he doesn't remember who's going to ask him what question. So again, same answer. He gave both bare muhaddis and all that. So he fits in like that category. So he's a muhaddis, but he's not a faqih. So to become a faqih and from a scholar of jurisprudence, you must know hadith and you must know fiqh. So that is the kamal and the greatness of these great scholars. And that is exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْ آمِنْ سَامِعٍ. So those who heard from me, they heard the hadith, they taught it. But other people will come and they'll make istimbad, ijtihad, and they will extract and derive so many other issues, so the ummah will benefit. So now once we know, and remember the second usul and the second principle, إِنَّمَا اخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْحَقِّ. They differed for the sake of truth. They never differed in truth. So therefore you will find each one of them that sometime they retracted. They said, no, I gave this fatwa, but now it's no more like that. And now this is the fatwa. Each one of them you will find it. So if you see now this masla, it's very important for us to understand this. Husband, wife, married 1 year, 5 years, 10, 20 years. Now big explosion takes place, big argument. Husband is telling wife nonsense, wife is telling husband, in the rush, the husband told her, you get out, you pack up, and you go to your mother's house, and he made intention of talaq, and so forth, and so. So Hanafi's fatwa will be, in this case, talaq-e-bayin, one talaq-e-bayin. But the Shafi fatwa will be, is talaq-e-raj'i. So if you apply, because sometimes people, you know, they new Muslim or they total jahil and all this, they don't know. So if you apply the Shafi'i school in this certain case, I'm not saying everywhere. So then they can still reconcile. You must remember that during the iddat. But according to Hanafis, they can't reconcile unless a new nikah is performed. So that is the barakah and the blessing, remember, of having ikhtilaf and different difference of opinion on the verdicts and on secondary issues. So this is not now fundamental issue, it's secondary issue. So therefore is that if a person practices on the Shafi school, you're not going to say he committed kufr or something. So you must remember, so that is what we should know, that these fuqaha, that verdicts they pass and was not based on their worms, fancies and desires. Each one of them got their own dalil and evidence and so forth. For the ummah and generations to come, right till the day of Qiyamah, it's a great, great blessing. And there's no need to reinvent the wheel now. You get these crazy people, no, we must have one fiqh anyway. If you have one fiqh, then you saw what happens with the Salafis. So, dwallu wa adwallu. Most of them, they go astray and they lead others astray. So that is what we must understand properly and thoroughly.
Inshallah, we'll go for a break and we will return back with the questions after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this lesson on talaq. Mufti Saab, a murtadda returns back to Islam and she remarries the ex-husband. Do they have three talaqs again if a previous bullet of talaq was shot?
You must remember that when a husband and wife, that they are married, and now the wife becomes, you must remember, murtad. So in this year, if you go to Quran and you see, Quran Kareem states for us Muslims now, the address is to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the meaning is for the Ummat. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. That if you become mushrik, meaning a person, anybody, then all your actions of the past are finished. So therefore the Hanafis and them, they say that all your actions are gone and that. Then Imam Shafi and them, they say no. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ and فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And when you die, then for ulaika habitat a'maluhum fi dunya wal akhirah. So the thamara, the difference of opinion will come, that person perform a hajj. So now Allah forbid that he or she became murtad. Now, then they became Muslim after that subsequently. Now do they have to perform hajj again or not? So that is where you will understand. So the Hanafis will say, yes, you must perform the hajj again, because they use the dalil, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. The Shafis and him say, no, the habt and the actions going in vain is if the person died in that condition and this type of thing. فَيَمُوتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. So here also, that there's big difference of opinion and all that, but anyway, simple now for the awam and public, that when the wife became murtadda, for Allah forbid, so the marriage is null and void. You must remember that. So there fasakh took place. So it's not talaq took place. What took place? Fasakh took place. So when fasakh takes place, you must remember that then she showed remorse, she regretted and all this and so forth and so on. And now they get remarried. A new nikah will have to be performed. Then in that case there, the husband will have his three talaqs. Because he didn't issue talaq. You must remember that. So fasakh is not talaq. You must remember that. So fasakh, because the husband is not issuing the talaq. So because circumstances are such, that is different. So in case like that, he will still have his three talaqs and so forth. But you must remember that she must be told, and everybody must be told, whether it's a male or female, once you become murtad and you die in that state there, then is khalidan mukhalladan fiha abada. You'll end up in Jahannam forever. Now this leads to another masla. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and the hadith is mentioned, man baddala deenahu faqtulu. Is authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So whosoever denounces Islam, and then they become murtad. So then the death penalty applies. Then there's no question about now they get remarried and this and that. Because if she becomes murtad and all that, and you're living in a true Islamic country, which we don't have today, you have Muslim countries, but you don't have an Islamic country. So that law is applicable, remember, for male and female, according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and that is Qawlu Rajih also from Dalil point of view, and that Dariqutni and the hadith is there and so forth. So Hanafis only from Aimma Arba'a say that when a person becomes murtad, then if he's a male and now he don't want to listen, then there must be death penalty. And if he's a female, only Imam Abu Hanifa says this. The other scholars don't agree. They say for them also is what? Death. For the lady also is death penalty. Imam Abu Hanifa only says al-habs. Then you imprison them, hatta tamut or tatub. Till the person dies, the lady dies, or till they make tawbah and so forth. So the question, if you take majority scholars, won't even apply. If you apply in a true state, that if a lady becomes murtadda, Allah forbid, and she's staying there, that, then she made tawbah, all that after 3 months, 6 months, or, but in true Islamic country, the death penalty will apply already. So we must understand. So therefore, sometime when we discuss masail, we just look at this. But that's not the way. You must look at the whole thing holistically from all angles. So in a, like salat. So today you find these Salafi characters, they say, hey, ma hukmu tariki salat. What is the verdict of people who miss salat deliberately, like intentional? Like today, 70-80%, they don't read salat. You have 5 times salat on time. You ask them why, lazy, why, busy with movies, busy with sports, busy with shop, busy with job, all that. None of that is a valid excuse. So, Imam Shafi'i and Imam Malik, they say, is death penalty. Death penalty haddan, meaning the person will be given capital punishment as had, the divine punishment, but the person will be considered Muslim, see. So we will have ghusl, we will have kafan, janaza, everything, and we bury in a Muslim graveyard. That is Shafi'is and the Malikis. And if you go to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's fatwa, you go to Mughni and that of Qudam, Ibn Qudama and that. So the fatwa they give is murtad, out of the fold of Islam. So if you ask the Imams of the Haram, maybe they change now with MBS, murtad, shaitan, you know. But always, and the kitabs you can see, Bin Baz and all of them, rahimahullah, that they say that it is murtad, out of the fold of Islam. Then, ay, la yuswalla alay, and walam yudafan, or walam yudfan fi maqabir al-muslimin. That person will not be buried in a Muslim graveyard in that. So his nikah is broken, everything. Now if you apply that today, so what will happen? Then there again, Imam Abu Hanifa says no. There won't be capital punishment, there won't be irtidad, that you imprison the person, hatta yamut or yatub, till that person there he dies or they make tawbah and so forth. So if you look at practicality today, that would be the best masla to use of Imam Abu Hanifa if you got the proper Islamic government. Now, and the Salafis, now they, because they want to bootlick people, so they tell the people, no, if you miss salat for 2 years, 5 years, just make tawbah and from now start reading salat. All the others you don't have to make qada and all that. So they want to use the Hanbali school, but they don't explain to the people the whole masla. So this is intellectual, remember, dishonesty, academic dishonesty. You lying in the name of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Muhaddisin. Because majority Sahaba also say the person is non-Muslim. So if you open Muslim Sharif and that. So remember that if a person deliberately misses Salat, then he's out of the fold. So if you take the Imam Ibn Qayyim wrote a whole book on this, Kitab al-Salat, is a masterpiece. So anyway, and he brought so many dalail and evidence for that. So the point here is this, what the Salafis are doing today is a great, great disservice to Islam, even in this masla. They take the tail end and they don't explain the people. They must tell the people your nikah is broken, your is wajibul qatl and all. They don't tell them that. Say, no, just make tawbah and then your salat is done. You see, that is now being lying to the people. Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim.
Mufti Sahib, what happens if a person says, inshallah, after talaq?
If a person, maybe he's a Maulana or somebody, or he spends some time with the Maulanas, so he told his wife, he is divorcing her, inshallah. So he told her, inshallah, muttasilan, same time. So the talaq will not take place. Remember that. Because inshallah means Allah willing. So when Allah will, we don't know. So the nikah is still valid. But if he told his wife talaq and divorce, and then he went shop and here and there, and then he came back, and then after 1 hour, 5 hours later, and then he said, inshallah, the talaq will take place. So remember that, because that inshallah, now you mention after so long time and all that, so that is why that talaq will take place, and that inshallah will have no bearing on that talaq. The talaq will be valid in that case then.
Mufti Sahib, a person was under the influence and he pronounced the talaq.
Remember, this happens a lot nowadays also, that people say, story time. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but I mentioned it on air, and that I remember once, that once or twice. We were there in Newcastle, mashallah, 20 years. So we ajib incidents used to take place. So one day, Ma Qasim Sema, our principal, rahimahullah, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He said that that person came to his house, to Maulana's house or whatever. And he said in front of Maulana that he has given his wife 3 talaq. So we were having a meeting or something, and Maulana was telling us that this happened, you know, this person came. Lo and behold, that whilst we were there in the office, that same person came, you know, now we can't mention names and that. So from the door there, he told Maulana, you know, Moisab, that talaq he gave, he says it's not valid. So we all looked at him, now what story he's going to give. So he told Maulana, you know why that talaq is not valid? My trouser that I was wearing that day, my trouser was napak. You understood? My trouser was napak. And this time. Now you see, these funny, funny excuses people will give. So people today, this is the normal one. 3 excuses you will hear. 1, the husband will tell his wife that he gave talaq. 1 talaq, 2 talaq, 3 talaq, whatever. And then they want to dispute it, especially with 3 talaq. So you ask them that why you say that the talaq is not valid. So they will say it happened in anger. And he was not in control of his senses and all that. I said, you used to go to the job, you used to drive, you used to do everything. He said, yes. So I say, when you are angry, you know how to drive, you know how to go shop, you know. So only talaq time you went made and all that. So all that is not a valid excuse that talaq will take place. 1. 2. They'll say no, that this person here, he took some medication. You see, this is another trick they use. So that medication was very, very strong. So when that medication, it made like he took drugs. Then he went a little bit tipsy, you know. He got a little bit drunk and intoxicated and thus. So, and under the influence. So therefore, he gave the talaq. So it don't matter that. The talaq takes place. 3rd one, they say no, that is bipolar. So I asked, since when he became bipolar, now you see, you have to catch them. So now they start thinking. I said, okay, he drove the car, isn't he? He go to shop and job, isn't he? He say, yeah. So I say, only time he became bipolar is when he gave the talaq. Before that, he was a proper polar. He wasn't bipolar and all that. So all these type of excuses are not acceptable. We must remember the Islamic law on jurisprudence. That in this world, we pass the law, نَحْنُ نَحْكُمُ بِالزَّوَاهِرِ. We pass the law on the prima facie evidence, what is in front of us. Then tomorrow, on day of justice, on day of Qiyamah, you explain to Allah your story. وَاللَّهُ مُتَوَلِّ السَّرَائِرِ. That Allah Ta'ala knows what your intention was and what the circumstances are and all that. If we don't going to do that, the whole deen will become a joke. You must remember that. That person will tell you that he gave his wife talaq and divorce. But he meant, I want to tell you, oh my darling, my sweetie, my pie and sweet honey pie, and I want to tell you I love you. But by the talaq word just came out. So what will happen? The whole thing will fall apart. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Islam don't, and therefore, if you look at Quran, this is also another thing. It's good also, I give an example. If you study Quran, always you will look. You must look at siyaq and sabak. You must look at text and context. In that very context, you must remember Quran says, speaking of nikah and talaq, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Do not take the verses of Allah as a joke. Marriage is something sacred, is sacrosanct. Therefore, there are so many. We go buy a cell phone, a car, a computer. You don't need witnesses. You don't need khutbah and need that. You just buy and carry on with life. So, ye nikah, you need witnesses, you need announcement, you need. It's not compulsory, the announcement, but it's better, all that. So to show, to maintain the sacredness, because this institution of nikah carries on in the year after. Surah 44, verse 54. Difference is, in this world, people like us, sinners like us, transgressors like us, perform the nikah. But there, Allah performs the nikah, was وَجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. So we must understand that. So now, husband says he gave talaq in writing or verbally. But you ask him, what you do? He said, no, I was just joking. So therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith says, Salasun jidduhunna, Mishkat Sharif's hadith, Salasun jidduhunna jiddun, wa hazluhunna jiddun. So see, hazluhunna. So, and then the Quran, huzuwa. So, the words are different, but the message is the same. That meaning, there are three things. You say it seriously, it's seriously. You say it jokingly, then it's jokingly. So you must remember that. Salasun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun. An nikahu. So another story. You know, in madrasa, in those days, you understand, I'm speaking in the 60s, they used to have jalsa. So you must remember. So this one is Hafiz Sahib, not Munshi Sahib or whatever, Allah knows best. So in those days all, so he said, okay, you will become the husband, you will become the wife, and this, and all that. So we're going to get you married. We all small, small children. You understood? So you mustn't play like this. So that nikah is not valid. There's no permission, nothing from the father and all that. So, but to play, you say, no, we're having jalsa, we're having concert, we're having this. So, if the boy is there, girl is there, two witnesses are there, the girl's father is there, give permission. Then the nikah is valid. You say, no, you're just joking. See? So, salasun jidduhunna jiddun, wa hazluhunna jiddun. And you jokingly say also is serious. Second one, at-talaq. Say, no, I was only joking. But that's what Islam is saying, you're joking also is serious. So, the talaq will take place. Third one, wa raj'a. And now, you gave your wife the talaq. And then you say, okay, during the iddat, you're taking her back. And say, no, 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 I was just joking. No, it means she's still back in your nikah now. So that is how, so you will see the lessons we must learn. Everything connected, related to nikah, talaq, must be treated with utmost respect and so forth. Don't make it like now the Western world. It's just one big joke, you must remember. Today they married to this one, she get divorced, so what is there? To the next day she marries somebody else. So therefore Islam brought the law of iddat and all that to maintain the sanctity of marriage.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to talaq-e mu'allaq, what is the meaning of this?
Talaq-e mu'allaq means that you saw your wife. So somebody saw his wife, you know, that she went there to the neighbor's house and the neighbor was alone or what, or something like that. Just example of it. So he tells his wife, this husband, that if you go there again in future now, in the abdi ila bayti fulanin, if you go to so and so person's house again, so then, so anti mutallaqa, then you will be talaq. So talaq mu'allaq means you suspend the divorce on a certain action and so forth. So if that action takes place, then the talaq will take place. So you must remember that. So, but the husband cannot be made also like it. He can't tell his wife now that if you go visit your parents' place, the talaq will take place. So then he will be guilty of a major, major sin. Because now instead of making silatul rahim, he's making qat'u rahim. He's breaking and severing the family ties. But now she tells the husband tells his wife, if you go to that person's house, meaning you're going to go to that man's house or this, that, and most of the time he's alone or whatever, so then you will be divorced. So if she goes after the statement, then remember, then the talaq will take place. Then is long discussion and how many talaq will take place and that. So we will ask him what words he used. So therefore, when this kind of istifta questions come to me, so I just tell them the best thing for you all is we're not giving any fatwa on this issue. Both parties must go there to the local imams or maulanas or whoever, sheikhs, or go to your jamiats and organizations, whoever you got confidence in, because then we have to ask this question, this question, this question. And for you also, Mawla Zaid, that Damat Barakatuhum, my one advice I'm giving you, that when people come, you must remember, this was my habit in Newcastle the 20 years with Allah's help. People come and I say, "Bhai, you know where Darul Uloom is?" He say, "Yes." I say, "Mausema is there, you go speak to him. He's our elder, he'll tell you what to do." So we should just come out. But sometimes, Maulana used to call me, "Nice Fasakh," or "does this and that." But 90% he sorts it out, we just there, just make little bit, you know, 5-10% input little bit. So like that, so you save yourself from lot of problems like that, you must remember. Or you tell them that, see, in South Africa, you got all these jamiats here and everywhere, all the darulums everywhere, so you and your wife, you go there and go solve the problem there. We must not get involved in this thing. Just give them guidance. Because al-awam kal-an'am. Tomorrow, that you tell them that yes, this talaq took place and so forth. Then after that, somehow they get reconciled. They will go tell everybody, "This Maulana broke Bandika. Understood? This Maulana, yeah, he said like this and this and all." So that is what they do. And sometimes they'll threaten you also. That we're going to take you to court and what and what and what and what and all. So why? You shot the three bullets and you pulled the trigger. So what you blaming the Jamiat and blaming the Maulana and Mufti and that? You wrong. But now because Balil insanu ala nafsi basira walau alqa ma'adira. Now you want to give us all these excuses. So best is we don't get involved in all these things directly. Yes, we must help. So how we help? Then the Jamiats are there, the Darulums are there, the other ulama are there who do all these things. So just refer them to them and that will solve the problem inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah Khairan for this interesting lesson on talaq. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib will mention the programs.
Yeah, inshallah, the next up will be 12 o'clock, will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter, Maulana Dawood Siddat, and that is about the camouflage fitnas, meaning people try and say they're doing good, but all the time they're causing more fitna. 1 o'clock, Adhan, and 105 to 130, Surah Jin, verses 8 to 17, 130 to 2, Surah Sabah, verses 31 to 36, 2 to 3, Current Affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 3:30 will be the repeat of the Q&A, and then 3:30 to 4 will be Iddat inshallah, 4 to 5 will be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so about his life history and so forth by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, and then 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir Surah Jin verses 8 to 17, and then inshallah will be that Maulana Yunus Patel's talk and Nasiha and advice 7:30 to 8 to 10 the discussion Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Kareem inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khairan to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We will head now for the news with Brother Suleiman. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.